KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:06, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic and 64 degrees. Our radar shows we do have some light shower activity stretching from around the Council Bluffs area down toward Trainer to the southeast, curving past Coburg and Essex, and on over toward the southwest of Lenox. And then that stretches also into the southwest part of the state and into much of southeastern Nebraska and northeast Kansas. The heaviest shower activity is just to the northeast of Sydney at this hour, and this precipitation is pushing off a little bit to the east. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. Missouri River floodwaters have reached a new levee that serves as the last line of defense for the town of Hamburg. Army Corps of Engineers spokesman Carlos Lazo said today the water flowing out of a gaping hole in the main levee 5 miles south of Hamburg reached the new levee late Wednesday. Lazo said the new levee built over the past 2 weeks is holding, and there were no signs of problems this morning. The Corps increased the height of the levee by 3 feet after Monday's breaches in northwest Missouri. The new levee protecting Hamburg is about 8 feet tall. The Corps plans to release record amounts of water into the Missouri River through most of the summer to deal with the heavy spring rain upstream and above-average snowmelt. News time is 9:07.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Officials yesterday closed a stretch of Interstate 29 in southwest Iowa and northwest Missouri because of flooding on the Missouri River. The Iowa DOT says both the southbound and northbound lanes of I-29 south of Exit 10 at Highway 2 closed yesterday afternoon. The closure runs south to U.S. Highway 136 in Rockport, Missouri, or about 30 miles. The southbound lanes were closed first, followed by northbound lanes about a half an hour later. Officials at the Iowa DOT's flood hotline are assisting travelers impacted by the Missouri River flooding navigate closed roadways. The DOT says although there is an expansive regional interstate alternative route for through travelers or persons wanting to avoid the interstate corridor, 29 corridor completely, many travelers still prefer to use a route that provides a more direct local alternative, and that's where the DOT's operators can be of assistance to you. The operators are standing by, as they say, from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. You can call 1-866-452-8510. Well, crews on Wednesday were rushing to deal with trees which had fallen onto the levee, which protects the city of Council Bluffs from the Missouri River. And the Council Bluffs Mayor Tom Hanovan said that he stood not far from the site as he spoke with reporters, and the mayor urged the public to stay away from the area. He said due to the fact they have workers out there, they're going to do a lot of construction. And they had two trees that fell just beyond where he was standing that fell on the levee. So they had to take those off right away and were trying to do things that they have to do, and safety is important. According to Hanifin, the cities of Council Bluffs and Omaha are working shoulder to shoulder in the flood fight. Well, some levees protecting Iowa communities from the rising Missouri River are very fragile, and people have been warned to stay away from them or else. This unidentified man was spoken to by reporters and was ticketed for crossing a flood barrier in the Crescent area of Pottawatomie County, just north of Council Bluffs.
The ticket was for $195, and there was no talking about it. There was no common sense. I think what they need to do is help people out on a case-to-case scenario, find out what's going on.
The man says he owns property in the Crescent area that had been evacuated. He said he wanted to take pictures to show other property owners how conditions had changed since they were forced to leave.
I went back down there where the levee is to take a photograph, send it back to these guys to say, listen, okay, here's the water level. I think we can get a canoe or a kayak down there with permission from the city of Council Bluffs Fire Marshal to go do some more assessment. Take photographs for insurance, look at the propane tanks, just a lot of things, maybe to eliminate a lot of stress.
Two riverboat casinos permanently moored along the Missouri River and Council Bluffs are having to deal with the floodwater. Council Bluffs Mayor Tom Hannafin said parking lots on the west side of the levees at Harrah's and Ameristar are flooded. He said they were expected to flood because of their locations. Other parking lots are free of water. Hannafin said both casinos have engineers on staff to monitor the integrity of the floating casinos as the river rises. He said that if a problem is detected, the casinos will be emptied. The river is rising as water is released from upstream reservoirs, and the river is expected to crest above flood stage in Iowa and Nebraska this week, but the water will remain high into the fall. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack is planning to tour flooded areas in Iowa and along the Missouri River this week. Senator Ben Nelson, from the Democrat from Nebraska, said Wednesday that Vilsack, a former Iowa governor, plans to tour the area tomorrow. Nelson said he hoped to be able to make the tour with Vilsack if the Senate schedule allows. Vilsack has assured Nelson that the USDA considers flooding along the Missouri to be natural disasters, meaning crop insurance will cover the damages. Vilsack says that for areas to get disaster designations for additional aid, flooding must result in at least a 30% production loss in a county, and a written request must come from the governor. On the other side of the state, grape growers who produce Iowa-made wines are preparing for the annual arrival of a rather nasty little pest. The Japanese beetle was first spotted in Iowa in 1994. Infestations of the copper-winged insects have spread to 52 counties but remain primarily in eastern Iowa. Mike White, a viticulture specialist with Iowa State University Extension, says Japanese beetles can devour grapevine foliage.
They usually stay up on top of the canopy, and they don't do that much damage. Once you start seeing over 5% defoliation and they start going lower in the canopy, then you may have to spray.
Many Iowa vineyards can control Japanese beetles with 7, a common insecticide. Others have reported some luck with Japanese beetle traps, though White says the traps tend to simply lure more beetles. Applying insecticide, White notes, is both costly and time-consuming.
That insecticide will typically provide control for 5 to 7 days.
So insecticide applications are needed once a week through mid-August when the beetles begin to lay their eggs. Japanese beetles aren't just a problem in vineyards. They're known to feast on hundreds of plants and trees.
Quite frankly, they go after everything. Rose bushes, my goodness, they'll come in and completely take every leaf off the rose bush. They love rose bushes. But yeah, linden trees tend to be their first choice in my experience. And then they come in and after that they start going after grapes.
Iowa has more than 80 licensed wineries with roughly 1,200 acres of vineyards. Taking a look at world and national news headlines of this hour, Louisiana State Police say residents forced to evacuate after a chemical plant fire can return to their homes. The phased reentry plan will take place for today from 9 a.m. until noon on Thursday. Troopers say crews working at the Multi-Chem Corporation plant extinguished the fire Wednesday and have determined it is safe for people to return to the area. Britain's defense secretary says any decision to draw down troops in Afghanistan should be based on security conditions around the country. Liam Fox said he was not worried that a presidential debate, or rather a political debate raging around the U.S., would influence President Barack Obama's decision on how many troops he will withdraw starting next month. There's been some fresh congressional pressure on Obama to withdraw a significant number of U.S. troops. The New York Public Library has acquired the papers of LSD guru Timothy Leary, who coined the phrase turn on, tune in, and drop out. The library announced today that it has purchased 335 boxes of papers, videotapes, photographs, and other items from the estate of Leary, who died in 1996. Leary was a Harvard professor who became notorious for advocating the therapeutic use of psychedelic drugs. President Richard Nixon called Leary the most dangerous man in America. And stocks are wavering in early trading today as traders weigh the slightly better-than-expected reports on jobs and housing with the possibility that Greece could default on its debt. The number of people who applied for unemployment benefits fell last week to 414,000, a bigger decline than analysts had predicted. Construction of new homes also grew more than expected. The Dow is currently up a little more than 63 points. News time is 9:15.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
In our funeral announcement, 76-year-old Merle Eberle of Clarinda died Saturday. Celebration of life services for Merle Eberle will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Clarinda. Eichemeyer Funeral Chapel of Clarinda has the arrangements. 91-year-old Viola Musich of Harlan died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Viola Musich will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 56-year-old Susan K. Gandy of Long Beach, California died June the 9th. Graveside services for Susan Gandy will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Sunny Hill Cemetery in Grimes. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. 92-year-old Esther Frazier of Griswold died Sunday. Funeral services for Esther Frazier will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And 75-year-old Donald Rivers of Fontenelle died Sunday. Funeral services for Donald Rivers will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. The Sky Scan forecast is next.